trying to find kid-friendly weekend activities? Or maybe you're looking to pamper your pet? Then head over to CBS Local's Family and Pet section at bestof.cbslocal.com. You'll find recommendations on one-tank road trips and nearby staycations, plus ideas for the best local swim classes and family-friendly hikes. For everything family and pets in your city, visit bestof.cbslocal.com. CBS Local. Local lives here.
Majestic Oaks Golf Course at beautiful Lake Lawn Resort is having its annual Spring Thought Tournament April 19th. The four-player scramble starts at 10 a.m. There'll be a skins game and tons of prizes. To register or for more info, call 262-725-9200 or lakelawnresort.com.
Carl has health problems. Bad diet, high blood pressure, and no insurance. This story can have two different endings. He could end up having bypass surgery. Or, with help from United Way, he could get connected to healthcare services and bypass surgery altogether. So instead of spending time on his back, thanks to United Way, Carl is spending time on his feet. United Way of Metropolitan Chicago. Together, we can change the story. To help, visit liveunitedchicago.org.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
This is what driving with an out-of-tune engine feels like.
Keep your engine running smooth. Stop by AutoZone and get all the parts you need for a tune-up. Get a $10 AutoZone gift card by mail when you buy four or more Bosch, Iridium, or Double Platinum spark plugs. Restrictions and details at store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Jordan Burnfield. The Wolves playoff push continues with home games this Saturday night and Sunday afternoon.
Feels the same. Been putting a lot of work in, busting my ass to get back, and just happy that I'm able to come back to a team where I think we're playing all right basketball.
Derrick Rose returns to the Bulls tonight. He's in the starting lineup. The game tips in about an hour. After knee surgery in late February and 20 games out of the lineup, he'll play in Orlando when they face the Magic. Bulls 10-10 without Rose, averaging 4.5 points per game fewer during that stretch. Also, Kirk Heinrich available for Tom Thibodeau's club. Baseball, Chicago has a victory. Cubs 2-0 winners over the Cardinals at Wrigley this afternoon. Jake Arrieta went 7. He allowed just 3 hits, struck out 7. Castro and Montero with RBI. White Sox and Royals coming up in KC. Pregame 6:35 with Chris Ranji on the score. Jose Quintana facing Danny Duffy in the middle game of this opening series. Gordon Beckham gets the start at third base. He'll bat 6th in Robin's lineup. Carlos Sanchez batting 9th and playing second base. Bad news for Illinois football fans. Wideout Mikey Dudek tore his ACL during spring practice today. They hope he can come back to the field by October. Also, Kentucky's Harrison Twins reportedly set to declare for the NBA draft. Wildcats coach John Calipari expects 6 or 7 of his players to leave Lexington for the next level. And on the eve of the Masters, 75-year-old Jack Nicklaus made a hole-in-one in the par 3 contest this afternoon. Scoreboard update brought to you by the Backyard Barbecue Store, your big green egg superstore in Wilmette. Spring is here, so hurry into Lowe's for the season's best deals, like free installation of Stainmaster carpet and padding with the purchase of $499 or more. Lowe's, never stop improving. Additional charges may apply, valid through April 29th. See store for details. I'm Jordan Burnfield. You're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. Next game on the score tonight at 6:35. Sox take on the Royals on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is brought to you by Ryan Kelly. Visit thehomeloanexpert.com.
Boers and Bernstein.
Seems like a good bit of fun.
Afternoons on the score.
Who knows what could happen.
Casey Johnson. Derek's return tonight. I want to know your perspective on it. How would you handle it? What would you do?
I'm actually going to be mostly watching his fourth quarter minutes. I don't know how many it'll be. Tom wouldn't say if he's going to split it up by quarter or what have you. But, I mean, this is a guy who's barely played with Nikola Mirotic because Mirotic, his emergence came while Derek has missed these last 20 games. So Mirotic appears like he's going to be in that closing rotation come playoff time. So you've got to see how those guys play together. But I think as far as offensively, you're going to see Derek much more in a facilitating role than a scoring role.
Boers and Bernstein.
You guys do 4 hours a day?
Five.
God almighty. I do three and want to stab myself in the heart with a pencil for you.
Talking Chicago sports on your ride home.
Tony in Frankfurt, you're on the score. What's going on, Tony?
What's up, man? Terry, I first need to ask you, did you see the 1991 semifinal game for the Blackhawks?
Hey,
what we need. There you go.
Oh, my God.
I don't think we're even on the air anymore anyway.
Terry Bors and Bernstein.
A show by the name of Bors and Bernstein. But I've been told that they said some pretty harsh things.
The show goes on!
Bors and Bernstein. Weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And at 5:04 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, we get a chance now, Matt Abatacola sitting in to visit with a very special friend.
Yeah, we go out to the Grossinger Lincolnwood hotline, find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. So we find our guy, Steve Rosenblum. You can hear him every Saturday here on The Score and throughout the week. Hey, Steve, how are you, buddy?
Hey, doing good. How are you guys?
We're outstanding. Outstanding. Thanks for kicking Hawk in the nuts today. That's a noble mission.
Well, I'd never quite heard of captains of attitude. However,
yeah.
I wasn't in favor of it. I used to be one of those guys. I used to be a bit of a meatball, and I thought there was a place for that kind of stuff when they were policing themselves before there was a whole bunch of bench umpings. In fact, I grew up watching Drysdale hit everybody. Now I'm going to sound like Hawk.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. That's exactly what Hawk said.
Well, you're, right. You're pitching for a job here.
Yeah, I know. But in fact, I saw Drysdale hit Willie Mays in an old timers game. He drilled him.
Did he really?
Right in the
seriously?
Rib. Yeah, I did.
So what changed for you then as a baseball fan that you realize that it's just pure stupidity?
Yeah.
You know, it was when Jim Bregelman was managing the Cubs. He refused to get into that stuff. He said, I don't want our guys retaliating just to do something intentional. I don't want our guys retaliating because I don't want them throwing at Ryan Sandberg or Grace. He made the point that, like the Sox with Jose Abreu, you have the best guy, the best hitter on the field. Why do you want someone taking shots at him?
Right.
And the best way to get back at a team was just to beat them. Be better than them. Hit. Run the bases. Catch the ball. You don't need a whole lot of that stuff. And when you get a lot of that stuff, remember when Hawk went nuts about what are you doing, Wegner?
Yes.
That was the same kind of thing. You're thrown inside. You're jeopardizing a pitcher with a good game, a good young arm, and that suddenly you're losing one of your best pitchers. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, you know, and we played those cuts from Hawk talking about, you know, being the captains of attitude and talking about Chris Sale and Jeff Samardzija now and captain of attitude. And, you know, I know it's got to be a difficult position for Stoney to be in the booth and to just, you know,
absorb all that.
To absorb it and then to not really say what he's thinking and or feeling at times if it's an opposite type feeling. And I heard him earlier today with Spiegel and Goff. And you know, Jason jokingly asked me if he was ever, you know, captain of attitude, and he said, and Stoney said, no, you know what, I was occasionally the captain of winning games. You know, that's what I wanted to do, was go out and win games.
And, we got Stoney tomorrow at 105,
yeah,
by the way.
Right.
Friday,
at Friday.
105.
Friday, yeah. So we're not going to transition Friday. We'll talk to Stoney instead at 105 while we're at the Shy Sox Bar and Grill. And, you know, I just wonder, is there anyone that's ever going to step in and just say, hey, you know, this probably isn't the best thing to do or the best route
besides
to go.
Steve Rosenblum doing it.
I guess someone that matters.
Yeah,
somebody who matters. I can only howl at the moon. I'm right. Sorry. That's what I'm left to do. And fill space. I'm one of the village people, so that's where I do it.
Well, yeah, you know, you do that, and that's absolutely correct about the best player, because if somebody throws and breaks, you know, the arm of our guy. If you dare to throw at our guy, Jose Abreu, have the T-shirt to prove it, Steve. If you break his arm, your season is over.
Yeah,
and you're going to do that over some petty thing because a guy hit a home run, the next guy up you're going to hit? Oh, for the love of God, come on.
Yeah, and you want to do that in game one? I'm not in favor of it. Maybe baseball players, they got their code. They all lie about it. No, just pitch just got away. Yeah, mm-hmm. Right at his head. And okay, Ock didn't seem real thrilled with I have to go back and listen to the tape. I don't think he seemed real thrilled with Samardzija throwing a Canerco's head several years ago. But I'd have to listen to the tape to be sure of that. I just think it's a bad way to go. And you're right. They take out Jose Abreu, and that's all right. Wait till next year. That's just the way it's going to be. I'm not in favor of that. I'd be interested to see what's going to happen tonight and see if there's any response to that. The Royals are a team that should believe that right now they're better than the Sox. They can outplay them, and that's where they're going to leave it. It's on them if they're going to do anything. And I think they're, despite Ned Yost, smart enough not to do that.
Well, those were the comments that they made after the game was over. They were like, "Listen, we beat them 10-1."
Yeah,
you know, and they're actually feeling like they're being overlooked in the American League Central this year because a lot of people are saying that it can go any which way, and that the Royals are
paid for 90 losses.
The Royals are out; they're in the mix, but they're not one of the favorites for it. And it's just, you know, people thought it was more of a fluke last year, so they had a little bit of a chip on their shoulder, and they're a talented team as well.
You know, it's Terry, you're a longtime observer of the baseball scene, if I recall.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen a division that turns out World Series teams somewhat regularly two out of the last 3 years, and nobody believes in really any of the teams that are going to repeat?
That's
to
correct.
Something like that? Maybe Tigers got more credibility, but I've never seen it where a division like this seems so open. When it was the AL East, when it was the Yankees and it was the Red Sox,
yep,
and they were going to dominate and good luck to you. Mm-hmm. And in this division, with two World Series teams in the last 3 years, it seems wide open. Nobody really believes in any particular team. There's no clear favorite,
no,
and
there's not.
That gives the Sox fans hope. I really love, despite what Samardzija did, I really love their top three pitchers when Sale comes back.
Absolutely, you have to.
I mean, their war was, I don't think any other team, once Samardzija joined them, I think their pitcher war was better than any other threesome in baseball. They were had three guys in the top 15. It was really an impressive thing, and I like them for that reason. And by the way, if Samardzija's going to throw at somebody and get caught, you want him suspended for something? Every start's important.
Just, right, every
it's
start is important.
Childish.
And you know, what's interesting too is that you talk about the way that the top of their rotation looks now with Samardzija added in, and you could even look at the other free agent signings that are on the roster this year, and yet your guy Hawk, he still said the signing of Gordon Beckham might be the best offseason move that Rick Hahn made.
Yeah, well, at least he didn't open a Gordon Beckham camp.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on.
Terry alone,
man,
with that
you
one.
You hit me right in the sack.
Well, listen, it's almost 5:12. We've had you on for a little over 10 minutes now, Steve, and we haven't heard you once rip on the Cubs at all.
I'm sorry. Let me go to the bathroom.
Just don't go to Wrigley.
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean, it was bad weather and a low crowd, and it was a real porta party out there. So it was, you know, one urinal, no waiting. That's the way it worked.
How Cub was that Sunday night, though, huh?
You know, it just the could you see any greater differences in the baseball side and the business side, the organizational
that's
side?
That's what we were discussing earlier, yes.
Oh, it just doesn't... I don't think Theo wants anything to do with really being uber president of an organization,
but I
believe it would be run a lot better. I mean, you're selling overpriced beer and overpriced soda. You might want to have a place for people to dispose of it afterwards and not in cups.